All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that's pre-recorded, but yet still live from the lair. This video is basically some advice for a guy out there.
Fascinating story. You thought of adapting it for the stage?
If you're new to this channel, I've been running Redonkulous.com and Second Class Citizen basically since the end of 2008. You know, I try to get people laughing, and I've been pretty good at it as of late. I guess we're up to, what, 572 lives saved now? When I originally started this, I was basically going after feminism and divorce court, and that led me into the rabbit hole of a whole bunch of other issues going on out there for men. But that's neither here nor there. Because I've been doing this for almost 19 years, almost two decades. A lot of people have been watching my stuff for a while, and I'm starting to get individuals who are in the adult world now who were watching my videos way back in the day, and now they're, married with kids or divorced with kids, or they're out there in the real world trying to figure shit out.
Emotional damage! Where's the therapy button?
A lot of these problems would go away if we had an actual intact family and people had the benefit of, the mother's wisdom and role and the father's wisdom and roles, in the world. But that's not happening, and it's causing a big imbalance. Now, this next piece of advice is for a guy named Ron. Not going to use his full name or his email or anything like that. And apparently he's been watching the show the past 8 years, that's a pretty big chunk. And he says he's 32 now, and he has two kids, two sons. One is 4, one is 2. And he is currently married or in the mirage. And he sends an email saying he just got the I'm not happy speech. He's terrified of losing his kids and everything he's worked for up until that point. And he says, what can I do and how do I fix this?
The regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
Well, this is a very, very complicated situation. Mainly because you're dealing with a woman's feelings. Feelings change on a dime. A woman can have, 10, 20 different bouts of feelings throughout the day. I've seen women go from loving you to hating you to loving you to hating you multiple times in one day. Men do not do this. Men are more logical creatures. But with that being said, she did say the magic words. So Ron, this is what you're going to have to do. Number one, and I hate to tell you this, but you got to play for time. Now, if you can't play for time and she wants to get divorced immediately, you're going to have a hard time because your kids are so young and they're still attached to their mother, quite solidly. The laws of the country in the United States and even the Western world fall under that tender years doctrine where they just, given to the mother willy-nilly for whatever reason. I've seen women get custody of kids that were homeless, hooked on dope, multiple felonies. I mean, just terrible, terrible people, unproductive people, and yet they still get the kids. So this is how it's going to play out. You're going to have to enter into the emotional concentration camp, which I call counseling, and you're going to have to play the game. Maybe you can milk this out for another 3 or 4 years. So the oldest will be 8, and the youngest will be around 6. This is kind of taboo, but you got 2 kids. And listen, I understand you love your children, and you'll do anything for them. I've been there. Trust me, I have. How do you stall for time? Ask her why she's not happy and what you can do to try to make her happy. Now, it's not really your responsibility to make anyone else happy. All right, you are not Bozo the Clown, and you don't juggle cats and chainsaws. But you got to play the game. You need to be able to demonstrate to a custody evaluator of your part in your children's lives. Now, this is where men usually automatically lose because they're usually the primary breadwinner in the household. So you're out of the house, you're working 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and you're not making the doctor's appointments, taking them to daycare or school or anything like that. You don't know the dentist's name, the doctor's name, all of the injections and vaccinations your children needed or should have gotten. You know, maybe the school teachers don't know your face or name because you haven't been around. While you're playing the game and playing for time, you can fix some of that bullshit. I know you're working, you're doing what you got to do, but let's face it, it's all stacked against you. So you got to play the game. You want to be able, if this does go to the divorce, you need to be able to sit down with the custody investigator, name off the doctor, and the last doctor's appointments, the vaccines, you know, what your children's favorite food is, what their favorite lunch is, what they wore to Halloween, what they got for Christmas, all of the little details that usually the mother covers, you need to cover down on those as well. You have to at least have a functional knowledge of what's going on. All right, you don't want to be that long-haul trucker that gets hit with a divorce. You go in there, you're trying to get more custody with your children, and you don't know anything about them because you're always on the road doing your deal. It's not fair. It will stab you in the back. That's why love is an acronym. For men, love is pumping the shotgun and walking down the stairs knowing that you might not come back. For a woman, love stands for lots of vicious entertainment. Women, for some reason, love to dangle the kids over your head. You know, charge you extra money to get to see your kids. They want the child support plus extras. And if they don't get that, then they play games. It's a very vicious situation you are in right now, sir.
Now, what do you suggest we do? Spank it.
All right, now, if you didn't have kids, you can always do the ga-ah and nah option, which is Gamblers Anonymous, Alcohol Anonymous, and Narcotics Anonymous. You could play for time, then drain your account. And every time you take money out of the joint account, you go to the casino, buy dinner, play a couple slots. They only really need to see you walking around on the floor, and you can get away with that. But when kids are involved, you can't really use those options. If she insists that it's not working, because let's face it, you can probably buy 2 years, 4 years maybe. But beyond that, especially if you keep hearing the I'm not happy thing, and she decides, you know, she wants to go out with her friends, have a, you know, girls only vacation, girls night out. That's just code speak for shopping for a new cock, and it's not yours.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
I really don't have any magic words or anything I can do to tell you to make a woman re-fall in love with you again. There's just no such thing. And the women of today are not raised to be wives. They're raised to be, in my opinion, whores. And they want that big marriage party, but they don't want the title of wife. Because they don't want to submit or concede to a man in any way, shape, or form.
The games are back. Pritzapratzum. That was a good guess. Estutmirlite. I took 4 years of German. Antiksi. Sounds pretty phonetic. Pardon? I speak a little bit of French. Scusi. I've been to Italy. Gomaiwaku o okaki shitemo shiwaki got samisen. Nice guess. Math. I don't know this one. You're wrong. You're wrong. That wasn't my intention. I didn't mean to hurt you. Yeah, but I have a good heart. My heart was in the right place. You're wrong. You're wrong. I'm right. I didn't do anything wrong. Say you're sorry. Oh, nice.
Typically, if you maintain a very close bond with your sons, usually right around 11, 12, they want to come live with their father. So you need to play for time. I've already told you that. You know, if it falls apart, you want to try to have the youngest kid between 6 and 8 years old. You'll get creamed in child support for a little while. But once the older kid wants to come over and live with you, the other one's going to follow right behind him. And then you can flip the script on her and get child support out of her.
How dare you?
And don't play that game. If she doesn't pay it, you don't make any noise and let her get away with it. No. If you have her paying child support, the minute she starts missing payments, you file emergency motions with the court to get her to pay. And if the court doesn't take any action, you need to file a sexual discrimination lawsuit at the federal court level, accusing your county of not enforcing, you know, child support laws equally between men and women. And I can almost guarantee you she will wind up behind bars. I have seen that unfold at least about 6 to 8 times in the past 20 years. And it was pretty devastating. I'm sorry that this is blowing up in your face. I cannot recommend anyone out there get married. I'm going to have to give you the knife hand. What the hell are you thinking? You know, in today's day and age, getting married, I know you wanted to have kids and it all felt right, I'm sure. And I'm sure, you know, she was very attentive in bed and played the game and threw the smokescreen of being a trad wife bullshit to fool you into saying the magic words, I do, so then she could arm her magic words, I'm not happy, and soak you for half of your shit. Now you're 32. Chances are you're probably 2 to 4 years into having a house and starting all the trimmings of having the house, the garage, the 2 cars, the 2 kids, the dog and half a cat, you know, American dream. But if this divorce goes through, more than likely that's going to get flushed right down the toilet. And as soon as she files for divorce, you need to treat her as your enemy, because that is exactly what she has become. Also, if those kids are a little bit older, say 8 and 6, your chances of getting 50-50 custody go way up. The custody investigator is going to be like, yeah, they always give the kids to the mother. You don't have to accept that. In fact, you can ask for a jury trial or a jury divorce. Most of the time, they will concede and give you what you want, but it's going to cost a lot of money. And you need to ask yourself, is going into debt and paying this money worth it, or is it not? Only you can answer those questions. All right, Ron, I guess that is it for today. Thanks for sending in your email for advice, and hopefully you found this useful. I am sorry for your emotional turmoil that you're going through right now, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you to get over it, but I'm always here to help you get through it. So feel free to email me again in the future, and I will talk to you later. Out.